get the old chimney sweeper. Make sure the chimney is clear. Time to get humming. Santa is coming. I love this time of the year.
Merry Christmas and welcome to a special holiday edition of Molly and Pete Save Christmas. I am Pete.
I'm Molly.
And this is a podcast that we do here at WGN where we break down a Hallmark Christmas movie. I work on the Steve Cochran Show, for those of you that don't know who I am. And we've been doing this podcast for a couple of years. And over the course of the few years we've been doing the podcast, we have laid down certain rules for it. And one of them is we only do Hallmark Christmas movie reviews.
But today we're breaking the rules and we're going to talk about a Netflix Christmas movie.
The brand new Netflix Christmas movie.
Princess Switch.
Is it The Princess Switch? Princess Switch.
I think it's just Princess Switch.
Starring
Vanessa Hudgens.
Which I think
in a dual role.
Which I think is my first time ever seeing her in an acting performance.
Yeah, I have to think about it. I feel very familiar with her.
Yeah,
but
just because she's a celebrity. I've never.
I'm not a High School Musical. Like, we were like too old for High School Musical.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's been in things, but
she's a part of the zeitgeist.
I've seen her either.
Well, she's gained a new fan.
I like Vanessa Hudgens.
She was great.
Yeah. And I would, you know, they're talking about doing, this has been a big hit, and lots of people are talking about it, and she's on board to do a sequel for next year, so.
Can't wait. So what happens in this one?
First, we're in Chicago, and it's winter, so we see, you know, some footage of the river and the skyline.
The lions.
Yeah, the lions with the wreaths around their necks. Kind of the frozen river.
Mm-hmm.
And she owns a bakery, and her childhood friend Kevin works with her at the bakery. He's a single dad. He has a precocious daughter who loves ballet. And she's nursing a bit of a broken heart. She had a long term relationship that ended not too long ago. And so to get her out of her funk, Kevin has entered her into a baking competition in Belgravia, which these, when you watch the, I'm not super into the royal ones, the princess ones. And there's a lot of princess prince things in this one that just like misses me. Like I was never like a kid that was into princesses or had like a prince fantasy. Or,
which I find interesting because you do like the royal family.
I do, but it's not in a, it's not in like I want to be them or marry them kind of way.
Yeah.
It's more just like a fascination.
Yeah.
So she's a bit hesitant at first, but she runs into her ex, Paul, and all of a sudden they're on a plane. We're going to Belgravia.
Now, tell me about Belgravia. What do we know about
Belgravia? We don't know anything about Belgravia, but apparently there's direct flights from Chicago, and you don't have any jet lag. And it looks like America, and everyone there speaks English. With some people have British accents, some people don't.
It's a big tourist town, probably. That's why.
But we also see this little guy popping up throughout the film. And he kind of looks like Hoggle from Labyrinth. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, he does. And we'll talk about this throughout, but a lot of things in this movie, nothing ever gets resolved.
Yeah. We never know who he is, what role he's played in this. Is there magic involved in this? Yeah. We see him pop up in tons of different places.
He popped up in Chicago working the Salvation Army bucket. He,
at a market. Anytime they need out of a situation, help.
he pops up.
Yeah. So I don't, what's the deal with that guy? I don't know. Not explained. If something becomes too complicated in this movie, they don't worry about it. They just move on and don't address it. So they're in Belgravia and they're getting set up for the competition. She's got like an arch rival who's there. And at the same time, the Prince of Belgravia is getting married to the Duchess of Monrovia. And the Prince is played by Sam Palladio, who you might know as Gunner Scott from Nashville.
I was very excited to see him.
And also in a dual role in this movie because he wrote, performed, and produced the theme song to this movie that they play in the opening and ending credits.
And having watched Nashville, I was unaware that he was a British actor.
I knew this because not only did I love Nashville, but I also watched their like live shows. They would talk to him and he'd have a British accent. So, and I think he's, I find him to be cuter on Nashville because he's a little bit scruffier. Like he's very cleaned up and stuffy.
A little dirt in his sandwich.
as Prince Edward. Mm-hmm. So the Duchess of Monrovia, nobody knows what she looks like because she doesn't like to have her picture taken conveniently. And I guess there's no paparazzi in Belgravia. So there's some business with like something, the competitor spilling something on Stacy. That's American Stacey Vanessa Hudgens. On her apron. So she has to leave the setup. And when she does that, she runs into Margaret, the Duchess of Monrovia, also played by Vanessa Hudgens. They have a moment of looking at each other like, how could this be? There's some discussion about that their last names are similar, like they're, you know, somewhere along the way.
Their ancestry connects each other.
Yeah. So they get together later that day, and Margaret says to Stacy, you know, Stacy thinks it would be amazing to be a princess. And Margaret says to Stacy that all she's ever wanted to be is a commoner. And Margaret's a little bit more laid back, go with the flow, whereas Stacy is much more type A and very like controlling too. So they go and set up for this competition, and then they have 2 days off and then it's the competition. So during this 2 days, there was just going to be like some sightseeing. Stacy was going to do some sightseeing. Margaret was going to prepare for her wedding. And so they decide that they're going to switch. And so we get some great like double acting from Vanessa Hudgens, a montage where she teaches herself how to walk and carry herself. And then there's, you know, Margaret has an accent, kind of like a British foppish accent. And so then now Stacy picks that up seamlessly. And there's sort of like a handmade nanny type person who's in on it too, who's always taking care of Margaret. Margaret's had a tough life. She's lost both of her parents, and she's really not into Edward. Like, she's being forced into this. Yeah, she just wants to be a regular person and marry who she loves. So they switch it up, and Margaret goes to the cottage where Stacy and Kevin, her sous chef and his daughter, are staying. And then Stacy has to interact with Prince Edward. There's some awkwardness, but we start to see the chemistry building between the two switched couples.
Yeah.
And Kevin's daughter makes some comments about like, why didn't you ever have a relationship with Stacy? Maybe Kevin liked her, but Stacy didn't. So it's kind of weird. It felt weird to me when they started to be like flirty and ultimately kiss. Like, it kind of felt like they were brother and sister. Just felt awkward to me. And it's weird. Like, does he love old Stacy or new Stacy?
I think he loves new Stacy.
Okay. So, and Edward and new Margaret get to spend some time with each other. They go to an orphanage, and in one day they buy tons of gifts, bake a ton of cookies, decorate a tree, take it to them. And he sees like, oh, I need to be more involved with my charities.
Stacy is the new Margaret Stacy, the girl from Chicago.
Are we confusing you?
You're confusing me. She seems very progressive.
Yeah.
She does not fit the standard royal role.
Right.
Like, women need to have ideas and things like that.
Yeah.
Which kind of upsets.
Challenges like
the parents.
The king and queen of Belgravia.
Yeah, the parents. But Edward he's all in. He likes the fact that the new Margaret is challenging him.
Yeah.
They're a good couple. They work well together.
So we see over the course of the 2 days them fall in love, and then sadly they have to switch back. They're both bummed out about it, and they realize it too. Cut to the baking competition. It's kind of like the last act of this. And I won't spoil who wins the baking competition, but their cake is really amazing.
Oh, I don't think I even noticed the cake.
Of all the entries, theirs is definitely the best.
Was it as good as the football stadium in one of the previous Hallmark episodes that somebody did like the Carolina Panthers stadium or something in a previous Hallmark episode?
Well, there was a carousel, and there was a carousel in that one too. So there you go. And we get like, they bring back the rival that we've kind of forgotten about during the movie who cuts a cord for their mixer, and she has to like improvise.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem to make a big difference.
Yeah. So they established that there's going to be this baking competition, and we forget all about the baking competition for the pretty much entirety of the movie.
Yeah.
And then the last 5 minutes, we get back to the baking competition. And yeah, her nemesis cuts the cord of all her equipment the night before. How is she getting in there Why is she doing this? And then
into Wembley Studios.
Right. And then when the competition is taking place, they realize that the cord has been cut, but there's no repercussions from somebody sabotaging her. She just has to deal with, like, somebody must have cut her cord. That dems the brakes. She's got to still make her item despite this. Can the judges know, like, I'd raise my hand, hold on here, somebody has sabotaged me. Ultimately, you know, it doesn't matter, but I was very upset that there was no repercussions.
There's no
from the
repercussions, consequences, anything in this movie. The stakes are so low, and like so there's this one guy, there's always this guy in the Prince movies, he's the snooping valet.
Right, yeah.
And that valet is, that's how they would say it on Downton Abbey, so that's why I'm saying and there's always this guy, and he's suspicious the whole time. He like takes photos of them together, and then he falls off a rail, which think that he doesn't have the images for what he says, but then he gives the photos to the queen, and she doesn't really care. Like, nobody, they're like, okay, this is fine. Or, you know, there's no consequences to anything. They're so worried about getting caught, but it never matters.
Yeah, the valet could tell the behavior of the new princess was different than previous, so he was trying to figure out what's going on here. There's something amiss.
And the king was suspicious as well.
Yeah, so that's why he snuck up on them and was taking their pictures, because he took a picture of them together, realizing that they're, oh my God, there's two of them. What's going on? Mm-hmm. They must have switched places.
The other person that isn't duped by it is the daughter, is Kevin's daughter. Like, she figures it out right away.
Yeah, first day, she's like, oh, you're not really Stacy.
Kevin, never.
Friends since high school, unrequited love for all these years. No, he's
and there's
all
some
there.
Very weird, awkward moments. So ultimately, Margaret comes clean to Prince Edward because she just can't marry him, and she's in love with Kevin. And so they go to the baking competition. They're going to give out the awards. And when they do that, all is revealed.
I really started to notice that Margaret as Stacy and Kevin started to have feelings for each other when a snowball fight broke out.
That always tips you off.
Yeah. A montage of a snowball fight and then it ends
classic.
Up in some sort of wrestling in the snow. I was like, oh yeah. They're in love.
So I kind of have trouble getting through these Netflix ones. I tried to watch The Christmas Prince, which they actually watch in this.
Oh,
a very meta moment where Margaret as Stacy and Kevin sit down to watch Netflix and they watch The Christmas Prince. I tried to watch that last year and I got about 15 minutes in and I couldn't. I don't know. I was bored or just, I don't know. I think I'm just not into the prince princessy thing. Mm-hmm. But about three quarters of the way through this one, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. I enjoy it.
I enjoy this one. Will forever hold in my heart the Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah.
But
maybe we need to expand a bit. Maybe for next year we'll add some Lifetime and some Netflix.
Yeah, because I mean they're not gonna stop.
The Hallmark ones keep us busy though. So
yes,
many.
Yes, they do.
So is there anything else that stands out to you about this one?
Well, when we meet Stacy right in the beginning, she's in her Chicago bakery, and when she leaves the bakery to walk somewhere, I forget where she was going, she has a hat that says Chicago. Something you would get at Walgreens.
Yeah.
A tourist would buy, like, oh, I forgot to get my brother a gift.
It's very, like, on a white wire shelf at Walgreens.
Yeah.
But why does she even need that? I mean, I understand, like, they couldn't put her in a Cubs hat because they'd have to pay for that.
You've already established it's in Chicago.
Yeah,
does that really tip
nobody
it
wears that. Like, yeah. She doesn't.
Nobody from Chicago wears a really generic Walgreens Chicago hat unless it's for a costume or some sort. I was like, why is she wearing it? Would they think that we're that dumb in Chicago that, all those Chicagoans, they just wear Chicago hats?
Or we won't remember that she's common unless she has that on. There was a couple of lookalikes in this one, I felt. So the actor that plays Kevin, you remember a few years ago when there were like a bunch of Obama movies came out?
Yeah.
And there were like these guys that looked like Obama. And I was like, was this guy in one of those Obama movies?
I couldn't
find that he was.
No, he was not.
Yeah. Yeah. The other lookalike is when we meet Duchess Margaret and she's standing there with Stacey DeNova. Stacey's kind of more natural. She doesn't have a lot of makeup, and Margaret wears a ton of makeup, and she looks like Michael Jackson, like a later era Michael Jackson, like the hair, the lips, like the powder. Yeah. And she's got like a cleft in her chin, and she's cuter as it goes on. She's not quite as like stiff and made up, but yeah, just kept looking at her and thinking Michael Jackson. So is there anything else that stands out?
There is a moment in the after the Banky competition where Kevin gets told something, and his reaction to this was, I just loved it. It was, they tell the thing to Kevin, and Kevin goes, his reaction is like, he just goes, and I don't know why, I don't know why it just made me laugh, but it was just so funny.
Well, it just felt the whole like post-baking competition partner swapping was, it just felt weird to me. And Kevin was kind of surprised. He's like, wait, that's when I was like, I don't know if he's in which Stacey he's into.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. Ultimately, it feels kind of weird to me.
I felt bad for the real Stacey because after they switched and she goes back to Kevin and the daughter.
Yeah.
The daughter doesn't want
her. She's bummed.
The daughter wants the old one back, you know? So I was like,
the old one's fun. Yeah.
I was like, how does that one?
Stacey's too uptight.
Yeah.
The two fun people end up together, and the two uptight people end up together. So then all of a sudden, it's a year later, and so Edward proposes to Stacey and says, if you still, in a year from now, if you still love me, we can get married. And so then it's a year later, they're getting married. She throws the bouquet. Who catches it? But Margaret, who's there with Kevin.
I wanted the valet and the assistant to catch it, though, because they were standing next to each other. That's what I was hoping. I was like, oh, please let them catch it. But no, and that weird guy was at the wedding too.
Yeah, yeah.
Again,
Hoggle.
Hoggle was at the wedding.
Magic? Is he doing magic?
I think he might be a magician of some sort.
All right, so I'm excited for next year, Princess Switch 2. Maybe it's Margaret and Kevin's wedding. Now it's time for Naughty and Nice. We do this on our podcast where we pick the best and the worst thing in the movie. So, Pete, you have Naughty.
And I will pick the Chicago hat that is worn in the beginning of the movie. It's just your basic Walgreens style hat, which I think they just think that everybody in Chicago wear. If you're from Chicago, you happen to wear a cool hat that says Chicago on it.
Yeah. And Nice, I think it might be Vanessa Hudgens acting with herself. She does a good job of Patty Duking it and teaching herself how to walk and switching the accents.
You don't think there was any type of studio trickery, or do you think she was really doing the talking to herself when she was doing the...
Like they were playing her back, but one would have to be
like she
alone.
She would do a line and then, you know, cut, and then she would, you know, have to think about it, and then she would do another line, or do you think she just do straight through?
Shoot the whole movie as one person, and then I don't know how that works.
Well, maybe we should do some research for an update when we update, they're going to have a sequel.
Yeah. Well, she wants to do a sequel, so I don't know if it's official yet, but she said that she wants to do, without being asked, she said she wants to do a sequel.
All right, well, that's it. Thank you for listening to this special episode of Molly and Pete Save Christmas, where we reviewed The Princess Switch from Netflix. We normally just do Hallmark movies, and solely Hallmark movies, only Christmas movies that appear on the Hallmark channel. We don't deal with movies and mysteries.
Or Lifetime.
And we have
ABC Family.
Right, yeah. We just solely Hallmark movies. And this year we did 8 podcasts of Hallmark Christmas movies. So you can find that at WGNradio.com or wherever you get podcasts. Thank you to Stephanie and Todd for allowing us to spend some time with you this Christmas. And you can find those podcasts anywhere.
What's your favorite Hallmark movie that you've watched this year? It could be new or old, but which one have you enjoyed? And we could have covered it or not. What was your favorite that you watched this year?
I think my favorite is still Christmas Land.
Yeah.
Which is a few years old, but we watched again this year and reviewed it. It's just beautiful.
It's ridiculous, though. The ending just is maddening to me. I can't totally get behind that pick. I enjoy it, but the way it ends, I can't handle.
It's really just all about the picture of Marsha Brady.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also one of those movies where it's just something, there's something super unrealistic that happens and there would be an easy fix and they don't do that and it causes a lot of problems that could have been avoided and the solution is just totally over the top. And so I think mine was one we didn't do, which is Snow Bride, which is an old, it's from 2013, but it stars Katrina Law, who is in 12 Gifts of Christmas, and we covered that one. And on that one, I wrongly said that she hadn't been in any others. I didn't, in my search, this didn't come up, but she's in Snow Bride, and she's adorable in that one as well.
So you like this. You like this one, and we didn't review it. How come we didn't review it? Because you didn't see it until after.
Yeah.
It was too late.
Yeah, it was too late. So maybe next year
we'll do that one. List.
I've enjoyed doing the podcast this year, too, because it's people have come out of the woodwork saying that they watch Hallmark movies. And not to take too much credit, but we've motivated people to watch Hallmark movies, too. And then they get hooked on them and want to talk to us about it. So it's bringing a community of these movie lovers together.
Right. Don't be ashamed. Embrace the Hallmark.
It's exactly what you need this time of year.
Right. Yeah. Mindless entertainment.
Just a pleasant, cheery story about a girl named Eve and a boy named Nick in a small town.
All right. Well, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And I guess we'll end this one with an original song from...
We have to. It's too good not to.
Christmas Prince.
Princess Switch.
Princess Switch.
Close enough.